A profit enriches your life when you think you have it all. Even when your bank account is full, there are always things you don't see or hear that God prepared for you to release in your life. Just make a little room for Him. Your honoring seed triggers the prophetic anointing and puts a demand on it. Your wealth may be in your pocket like that woman, but the wealth of a prophet is in his mouth, the seed of welcoming him, building him a room, and blessing him with meals of hospitality triggered heaven to answer back. You can't sow into heaven without triggering it to respond to touch your life. I am not limiting your seeds to money only. It is not about what you give, it is in the heart of honor. It may be money, a room, a place to rest in, or maybe inviting a prophet to your church, etc. In a nutshell, welcoming a prophet is the greatest form of honor you can give him, whatever the expression of your giving is. You can't welcome a prophet and not embrace the supernatural. You step into a realm you've never walked in before when you touch a prophet's life. Are you ready for some supernatural experiences to take place in your life? I am so hungry for this aspect in my life, and I can't tell you enough how I opened up to this realm I was created for when I welcomed God's prophets and their teachings. Thank God I made room, and I will always host them with a big doormat sign. Welcome prophet. Had Jesus' hometown received him, they would have seen powers. Mark chapter 6 verses 4 to 5. No prophetic, no miraculous. Welcome the prophetic no matter the cost, because all cost is cheaper in the light of the enrichment the prophetic brings you. Familiarity breeds contempt. It cost Mary her reputation and almost her life when she received Jesus in her womb. But some things are worth the cost for the greater benefit. What are the things you are afraid of if you make room for the prophetic in your personal life and your church? Your fear of losing the opportunity of welcoming the blessed of the Lord should be greater than any other fear. Break your fears in Jesus' name with biblical truths on the importance of receiving a prophet and the prophetic. This book is written for your benefit because a whole new realm is about to open up to you if you believe. Your next promotion is on hold until you open the door for the prophet ringing your doorbell. A prophet doesn't always mean a person to contact. It could be reading his books, listening to his materials, or connecting to his ministry.